An infectious diseases expert says community cases in Singapore have reached a plateau. But it's too early to tell if things will get better by 13th of June, when the country is set to emerge from the latest COVID-19 restrictions. The number of new community cases fell from 187 in the week before to 165 so far in the past week. Fewer were also unlinked.
We haven't had the explosive outbreaks in closed communities, such as in the prisons or in the schools. But like I said, the not so good part is that, we're seeing new clusters that are popping up. The interesting thing in the last couple of weeks has been the four households in the Hougang block and the two households in the Pasir Ris block without any obvious connection. So this actually raises the question as to whether stopping people from going out is actually going to turn out to be counterproductive.
Dr. Tambaya adds Singapore is in a better position compared to last year. For one, more than 70% of those over 60 have got their jabs. It means those older are less likely to be in critical condition or die. Most cases are also among young people who are more resilient against the virus.
The other key advance besides the vaccines is the advances in molecular genetics and the genetic fingerprinting. So that has allowed us to link some of the clusters. You know, like now we know the cleaner who went to Westgate. And so that has allowed us to target the interventions and be a bit more scientific in our approach to control. So we may not need to have a very blunt tool like a lockdown.